The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Hello, regulars.
We are back.
No, you're right.
Not very late this week. Maybe only a couple hours late. I usually try for a Monday. Not really, you know what I mean? At least I'm trying to get back on schedule with that. But... yeah. What do you think? We can kick it up to two. I always say we kick it up to two. I feel like I'm kidding. Never mind. You know what? That's between me and me. And then you, after me. That being said, today, we're back with 893. 893 BC, you see. Can you rhyme C with C? If it's a letter, and then an S-E-E? That is my question for thee. Let's move on. Today's show, 893 BC, what I'm calling no dick jokes. All right? All right, so don't be a dick, or don't have one, or have one, but make sure it's at least 5 inches. I can't remember how it all got sorted out, but it seems like we tackle a lot of the big issues. Okay. On the show today, is it first time for both? I think it is. Well, two of three anyway. Asher Noah O'Brien. I always just call him Asher. But if you're going to find him on social media, at least Facebook, the way to narrow it down is Asher Noah O'Brien. Bryant. You know what I mean? And Georgia Warder. Blake, obviously you know Blake Scala. In for the day. I don't know. Good friend. We all know. The man's a crazy man. We're lucky to have him. Hope he sticks around. What's the unofficial sponsor for today's episode, you might ask? I know you didn't. Well, that's tough. It's Volkswagen Passat. Now, I almost bought a Volkswagen Passat station wagon. And it had a turbo, and I pushed out. It was a really good deal because it had a little bit of mechanical issues, but... I don't know. I just don't know enough about German cars and turbochargers. So I freaked out. But Georgia, well, she got a Volkswagen Passat. A damn nice one. Das Auto, ja. She went to the dealer. Some Argentinian salesman was like, "This is not the car you are looking for." She says, "No, I like it." He says, "That's what I say." That was like a weird... Spanish meets German accent, huh? Anyway, she put on her Hugo Boss driving gloves, got behind the wheel, and that was the unit for her. Gotta say, it's a pretty nice car. Nicer than car, any car I ever owned. Only complaint she had, not the newest, most high-tech navigation system. I guess hers says the N-word. But, you know, those were the times it was built in. Anyway, Volkswagen Passat, if you are willing to change a timing belt every 80,000 to 60,000 miles, Volkswagen is the car for you. Real, dependable German engineering. Yeah. All right. So, let's get into today's episode. What we're dubbing, No Dick Jokes, with Asher O'Brien, Georgia Warder, and Blake Scala.
1.4, that's good.
1.4, that's good.
I can
good.
See that.
You're just going for a record or what?
I just want to know what I'm taking.
You're going to write it down? No, oh, I got it. Never mind. What you're taking, I thought you meant taken out. Makes more sense now.
Oh,
I can't believe that you're going to eat it straight, dude. Ugh.
As opposed to what? Making tea? Or
I usually do make a candy bar. Or peanut butter jelly sandwich. You just grind it up, put it in the middle.
Lemon tea is good because you don't get
nauseous.
I've also
put it on a McChicken.
But when you get to the bottom, do you still have to like chew up a bunch of fucking mushrooms when you get to the bottom of the lemon tea?
You don't have to as long as it soaks long enough, but I do anyway.
Yeah, right. At that point, you're like, we better.
Yeah, it was expensive enough, you know.
Oh, those are gross. When you just at the bottom
That's
of the tea,
telling.
Feels like you're eating tadpoles or something.
But you're...
I'd rather eat them wet than dry, though.
Yeah, that seems gross as shit, dude. I'm not going to lie. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know it's gross as shit because I've done it before, but...
Aaron's like, I'm cool. I've done it.
I fit in, right, guys?
I'm not old.
No, I don't know why you didn't ask for peanut butter and jelly or something, dude.
Dude, I turned down a spot at the Improv to do this podcast tonight.
No, you didn't.
Who's
at the Improv?
Kurt Metzger.
What? You should definitely have done that instead, dude.
Dude, I'm a podcast regular, dude.
You are fucking regular, I'll give you that, but that was regularly dumb.
No, it was a possible guest set, which I still should have.
Who called you? Who asked you?
Seneca.
Nice.
And I was like, nah.
How long did you have to do?
He said 5. That's the thing. I don't know how to impress people with 5 minutes anymore. I like all my deep cut material, you know?
All right, dude, that sounded kind of cocky.
What? No. How does that sound cocky? I can't do 5 minutes.
Like, I can't just do 5 minutes. What am I, a fucking amateur, dude?
No, I don't have any short jokes. You know?
He needs at least an hour.
No, I need at least 7.
This guy's looking to have like a workshop day for like podcast development, so hopefully you're down.
Oh,
on
wow.
that.
Oh wow, we're actually gonna put effort into this shit.
I know, it's fucking weird, dude.
This guy's gonna just come with a list of celebrities that he's gonna do impressions of.
yeah, that's funny. That's true. He wants to learn some shit, like he wants to learn how to edit and stuff, which I'm like, fine, that's probably for him because obviously I don't edit ever. But like, I don't know. Anyway, the point is talk to me after the show. I don't know why I brought it up now. That was dumb of me.
Great.
My bad, dude.
Great
bad.
Podcasting right. content.
I should say also there's pens and paper, as you've probably seen. If you think of stuff and you want to write it down, feel free to do so. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I'm not...
We should we've got 2 new ones on
well,
today.
We'll
we
definitely
do the intros.
We'll definitely introduce each other. Well, the thing is I will, as you should know, as a regular... listener,
right, yeah.
I will have just introduced their names prior to this starting.
I guess. Yeah, yeah, but let's let them talk about themselves a little bit here.
You take the reins, Blake.
All right, sitting to my right, we have a person in the Pittsburgh comedy scene who does jokes. Asher O'Brien. Asher?
Thank you for that wonderful introduction, Blake.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do some jokes, particularly a lot of no dick jokes.
It's
my favorite.
That's a good play on words there. See how you did a dick joke without doing it?
Yeah. Helps not to have a dick. In front of me is Georgia Warder, another comedian from the Pittsburgh comedy scene.
I like this. We're
yeah,
doing it.
Hi.
Comedy
I'm
store style.
I'm Georgia, and I don't do dick jokes or dicks at all.
She can do no
yeah,
dick
do.
Jokes.
I do.
You do.
I have to do dick jokes. Like even if you're a lesbian on the scene, you gotta you gotta have some.
You actually
kind
of have a
there.
No dick
the
joke.
Small
I'm
dick
not gonna
jokes.
Spoil your bits, but I'm not gonna run material on the thing. But you do kind of have a no dick joke. That's funny. I never heard about no dick jokes. Now I like it. If I ever get to introduce you, do I get to say this next comedian's a real dickless wonder? Do I get to say like something like that?
That's good stuff.
Perfect.
That's the kind of thing you could get with at Parkway, and that's about it. Otherwise, you'd...
I did go up to the comedian One Eye once and was like, if you call yourself One Eye, can I call myself No Dick?
And what did he say?
He did not respond.
I've only seen One Eye, which is ironic, I guess, but I've never really spoken to the cat. I've only seen him like one time. But does he do that show with Loke, or is that 2 other dudes?
Who knows?
Loke has their own... Has their own podcast anyway, but that's funny. Regardless, that and I'm sorry. Wow, I'm really all over the place. Parkway and Jimmy Giles' old room were 2 rooms I could have got away with that kind of an intro. Yeah. R.I.P. the Wilkinsburg mic. I think R.I.P. Parkway. Have you heard that?
What?
Yeah, dude. Fucking Parkway.
I have
Aaron at the Parkway, the owner.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all know their names. He is so
fickle. We'll say.
Yeah, he's. we more the people that drink more than make up for the people that don't drink. If you want to do a one or two drink minimum, whatever, you're gonna have people that don't come out at all because of that.
Yeah, I just think he needs to do
it. Stupid.
Not Friday. Like, you can't expect not a comedy Friday. Open mic to be your big money night. You know what I mean? And like, he wants it to be. I don't know. He needs to have jazz or some shit that'll bring people in who want to just yell and drink or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like it's been picking up though.
I don't. You weren't there last Friday. I tell you.
Yeah, I was.
Oh yeah, you were there last Friday.
Everyone was at the fucking Chain Show, but we still came by afterwards.
Yeah, which made a total of 11 comics and about 15 people in the room. So
I buy an overpriced $8 charcuterie box from there every
did you?
Time.
Yeah, dude.
So that it's at least something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, oh, you know what? No one even plugs the charcuterie there. You know?
Stop buying drinks from the building that's not this side of the building.
Yeah, that part.
Even though we have our daughter working the fucking register over there. Don't go over there. You're a traitor.
That absolutely drives me nuts.
The family rivalry really adds to the dynamic of the venue, though.
I just don't understand. I don't know. Whatever. And plus, like, they don't have anybody trained. Like, he said they're going to go on vacation, which they've done before. And because they're going on vacation,
once a month,
the whole bar just closes. Because they don't have anybody who can bartend. And you're like, wait a second, dude. Like,
it's McKee's Rocks. I promise you can find somebody
who
can
you
pour
can
a
find
drink.
Somebody who knows how to pour a drink. But I don't know. Whatever.
They'll probably steal from the register, but...
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, you should be able to go, like, to the bar district somewhere and, like, drink a couple of different nights. And look at the bartenders and be like, that's a good bartender. I'm going to offer them fucking... Moonlighting gigs, you know what I mean?
I'll run the bar. I'll be like, I'm only making fucking sours and.
Yeah. I know who's stealing from the register.
No, dude, I don't steal.
Not anymore.
I work for Ron, and I could have stole from Ron so many times. I don't, though. Usually. only, never mind.
Only
but
weed.
The reason
you
I
only pinch
Asher.
Weed. He changed the subject pretty quick, didn't he?
The reason. Shh. Never stole from Go-Gray.
Sorry, my bad.
The reason I brought Asher and Georgia on today is because they've been front row seats for my spiral over the last month and a half. I am killing it, dude.
Well, I'll let you start. Where do you think you started to circle the drain?
Oh, we know that, dude.
What time was... When was that, dude?
I was born circling the drain, dude.
All right, but when did things really start to spin? You know what I mean?
Oh, we know that.
Was it that crazy chick?
One of my 9 breakups.
Okay, it was back. It was back in the breakup days. That's when it started to spiral. All right,
March was the. Or no. This current one, sometime in May, and we've been.
And that's post the breakup.
We went down a whole road where we, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I feel like you had like
got with old cokeheads for a while.
He says you guys were front row. Were you front row for this? What would you call front row?
I'd say I was a little in the splash zone. Like,
yeah, it's like a Gallagher show, but with cocaine. Like, well, yeah. I guess there's probably plenty of cocaine in the Gallagher shows, actually, back in the day. That was the era. Do you even know who Gallagher is? Do you guys even know who Gallagher is? He was before my time, even, but he was just a comedian who would... His final act, or his closer, was a fake infomercial for the Sledge-O-Matic. And he would just smash things with a sledgehammer. That was the whole bit. And then people in the audience would have a splash zone. They would have, like, plastic. It's so funny that no one except for me knows that. I feel I feel like a fucking boomer.
I know. I forget the name. We need to run stuff like that past Stooge. Smashing shit on stage.
Gallagher is so weird. Not only was he that guy, but then he sold his act to his brother. And his brother started to perform as Gallagher 2, which was... marketed like really weird, and they'd be because like, the commercials would say, "Do you like Gallagher?" And then their guy would go, "I like Gallagher too." And then, so they would completely trick people into thinking they were seeing the original Gallagher. And then they'd show up, and it'd just be this other dude who looked kind of like Gallagher because he was his brother. Anyway, that was a great scam and a sidebar. I'll get back to it. You were in the splash zone. What's the splash zone look like, Asher?
I just feel like, you know, if someone's spiraling, you know, you get...
So, we're... I'm sorry. I hijacked the whole thing. And don't eat more mushrooms, you son of a bitch.
The spiraling is happening.
The crunch.
Those chips. Those are chips. Everyone knows those are chips.
The audience heard that crunch.
A I'm going to write it down and try to isolate and amplify it.
12:40. I feel like I got tickets to the Spiral just because I have a functioning car.
That is
and
true.
A hot straight friend. but you can edit that out. But
you'll have to. Are you specifically requesting it?
No.
Because I won't. If
no,
you don't.
No, she knows she is. But yeah, I had a functioning car, and I also went through a breakup. So Blake and I just
were sad
buddies.
Friends together.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
definitely
nice little...
still owe you a car wash from.
What? Oh, yeah. I don't even know if I want to ask.
So, like
some kind of scat play going on or what?
First of all, I
that's what I was thinking too.
So first of all, I freaking bought my car from a comic, Johnny T.
Johnny T.
Oh, Traffic
South Park, Mississippi.
Yeah.
So you didn't buy it from him, but he was the salesman.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I had it for what, Asher, 2 weeks, maybe?
I think that's being generous.
Yeah, it was a week. I have this nice new car. First of all, the first time Blake got in the car, he was like, this back seat is cleaner than any comics car I've ever seen.
That's true.
Dude, you ever ride in Shimkitz's car, dude?
Oh, my
no.
God,
you're, like,
yeah.
Sitting on top of a lamp. Just
dude.
Like
dude, you just stepped in at the right time, though. It was because I hadn't had time to ruin the back seat yet. You should have seen the old car. It's fine. But, yeah, I got the new car. It was
what
all nice
car?
And clean. Breeds of
big,
cars.
Big motorheads, the regulars
oh,
are.
Yeah,
I'll tell
yeah,
you that.
Yeah.
They want to know.
It's a Volkswagen Passat.
Hey, that's a decent car.
Good one.
Yeah.
I almost bought a Passat one time.
Yeah, anyway. They kept saying it out loud when I went to buy it, and I kept texting my dad, Pissot, because I was just convinced that's how it was spelled. But, yeah, Asher gets in my car, driving a couple comics around. We were just having a fun evening.
Yeah, ever booting rally.
He proceeds to puke all over the back door of my car.
Ooh, like,
wait,
door.
Is that why you got rid of the car?
Did you get rid of the car?
No,
okay.
No.
Like,
it wasn't that
were there like I buttons, like electric window buttons and stuff?
Oh, there were, but it was just, I mean, it was everywhere, yeah. And then
I think I was there for them.
I don't do puke though, so it just kind of chilled there for a minute. Like it's a bodily fluid, no. And I ended up like bringing my car home.
Who does
my dad
do puke?
Like cleaned the whole outside of it, and I tried to clean the inside with Windex, and apparently that fucks up your tent. Who knew?
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like, yeah, I almost ruined my car, but it's cool because I love Asher.
I did try to go out and clean it one night. Like, I went all the way to the garage and had like a spray bottle, and the spray bottle
one
wasn't
night.
Working. And I had to,
like a week and a half later.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That is true. That was
long
true.
After you've actually cleaned it.
Yeah. Like, I drove that car to work with puke down the side of it, and then I just watched my CEO get into his car and like look at my car, and I was like, I don't know, give me a race.
The worst. Yeah.
Like it's not the driver's side window.
Yeah.
I can't afford to get this puke off the car.
Exactly.
Safe drive and unsafe passengers.
What was it that that did you in?
Oh, everything.
Well, okay.
One night with Blake.
Do you remember what night this was?
One night with Blake. It was when we went and got tacos.
It was the first time I hung out with you one-on-one.
I gave everybody Molly, like I
at
do.
At the dinner table.
Like at the dinner table, I was. I was crushing it on my phone.
Christ, yeah, Blake.
He propped up his fucking
this is why we don't
passport.
Hang out outside of comedy,
yeah,
dude.
I put my passport up as a folder like I was taking a test in elementary school. Put it around my phone.
Were you in someone's house or like in a public place?
No, we were Gordo's Tacos and Tequila. On the
Christ, dude.
That's like, my whole brand of comedy is just name dropping.
So,
my I'm, old drug
I'm
dealer.
I'm picturing the night. You guys are just starting the night at the taco place, or this is the end of the night at the taco place?
Oh, it's the very start, beginning. Yeah.
It's like the very
6 p.m.
So the sun is out. Blake's got his passport around his phone.
There's a whole family eating at the table beside us.
And what's the methodology for Molly? Do you snort Molly, or what do you do?
No, you take it. You waste a lot if you snort it. You just fucking swallow it.
So why are you crushing it? Just so you can divide it?
Yeah.
Like right. Yeah,
it's a rock because I get good shit.
I think you can still put like meth in a rock. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty it's sure just rock meth form, comes like, in a rock.
That's pure.
It's a rock. So that starts you off at Gordo's. Is Gordo's good tacos?
I think I just had alcohol.
I can't remember.
I think I straight up had queso.
I don't eat around people, dude. I had a good time with the food that night. So.
Oh, their fucking quesadilla is good. Yeah.
You need the bottle there, son?
Huh? No.
All right. Let us know. If you need anything, let us know. You know what I mean? I've got the regular beers, the not beers, the all that jazz. Anyway, moving on. Continue spiraling, if you would.
Oh. There's really not that many stories. It's all mostly right. just me
taking on, taking new, a lot of drugs, new bad habits,
passing out in my my usual.
Well, room. I'm glad you dumped the one, or didn't dump because you weren't dating or anything. But I'm glad you cut that one chick out of your life because she seemed like poison, dude.
She's probably listening to this podcast right now, dude.
Oh,
no, she definitely.
I really liked her, and it's just too bad that it didn't
work
out. She's
gone back through the whole catalog. Listen.
Maybe Blake said something about me.
Honestly,
I don't think we met at that date. But maybe he did.
She's been very nice to me, but I just don't think that the way things, you know what I mean.
She's fine.
Sure.
She's great.
I don't know. As the lesbian met me and instantaneously started asking how you scissor long distance.
Yeah.
And then spreading her legs and shaking it in the bar.
That's kind of funny. I mean,
sure.
Yeah. I mean, I would laugh at
that. It's a good intro, you know? Like when you meet a lesbian, just go up to them and ask them how scissoring works.
It's a good opener.
Always, yeah, they're going to love it, I promise.
And I kind of cut her off, and then she was getting all weird, like, fucking, oh, you're hanging out with, why are you hanging out with people who hate me? Is it just to get back at me? It's like, pretty much everyone. You pretty much made
like,
it bad.
Like, am I supposed to move?
Yeah. Not, if I'm just going for people who like you, then I can pretty much hang out with you and your boyfriend and your daughter.
I swear one time I saw her boyfriend videotaping her, like, on stage, and it looked like he was watching Instagram instead of actually videotaping it, which I thought was pretty funny, dude.
He was a good dude.
I don't know anything about the two of them, honestly. What the hell
was that? That was a great sound.
Yeah, that was some...
That was a straight-up Stranger Things sound.
Yeah, that was like... I felt like there's a pod race outside.
I'm waiting for the clock
shit.
In the corner. It's fine. That's the end of Blake's spiral.
You guys all been watching that?
What, the Stranger Things? I heard there's a new season.
They phoned it in for three seasons. After season one, I was like, that should have been the end of it. But they're going to keep going because it was so popular. And here we are, four seasons
in. I just loved that they just moved this whole season to a whole subtext of like, you should deal with your trauma, everyone, post-pandemic. let's tackle that.
Let's talk.
Trauma as a plot point is usually bullshit. It's like we don't have a real story, so we're just going to make the main character.
Oh, like the backstory.
Just be
trauma.
Really.
Yeah, to be like, I have a past. Okay.
I have a past.
I feel like it's more entertaining to watch something where they don't have a past, and then you just watch them get like kicked the fuck down.
Their past is now.
It's like watching Blake spiral, you know? Like, we didn't get the full backstory, but we're watching it now.
We know what's happening.
Are you going to spiral up, or are you just going to spiral down?
Is there a middle spiral?
That's true. Can you just tread water
and
spin around the rim of the bowl, but never?
You're always at the top of your spiral if you keep spiraling. So I'm at the top.
Uh-huh. Well, we're rooting for you, bud. Although I did make fun of you blatantly with the title of the last episode.
Who? What was that?
Token loser, because you lost. Because you lost all those tokens.
I did lose all my tokens.
See.
You guys know I've lost 25 grand this year, right? Yeah.
Heard it a couple times.
I've about it.
That's probably...
Oh, if I subtract the money that I owe to Stooge, Corey, and my brother, I have about $500.
Nice, dude.
I'm so fucked. That's all right. We're...
But you
J&J's Family Restaurant is hiring.
Is that...
At the top of the Mount Washington, next to Scarp.
So you're saying you don't have a job, but you've thought
they
about...
They probably pay...
You've thought about getting a job.
I saw a now hiring sign, and I feel like that's a positive step for me.
All right.
I can't crack an egg, but...
You can't crack an egg?
No.
Because of the veganness.
Lion cook. I don't know how to do anything.
Would you cook meat, but not eat meat?
Huh?
Because you're vegan.
Oh, yeah. I don't give a fuck. I'll cook it.
You'll cook it. All right.
I don't know how. I'll tell them, hey, I'm not going to taste anything.
Complicit? Is that what the word is I'm looking for?
Sure. No. You got to make a living.
It's getting cooked.
Yeah.
No matter what.
It's like
someone's got to cook it. I mean, I guess someone's also got to kill it, too. So
It's already
by
dead.
That logic, I could be the fucking slaughterer as well.
Yeah, dude, or the eater.
I hope when they hire slaughter.
No, because that increases the demand, dude. That increases the demand.
Okay, okay.
Me well, working in the industry.
No, me. I get where you're. I get where you're at. I just wanted to ask, like, could you cook meat? Like, aside from me, like, some people would be like, you know, they would like, I don't know, they have like a
worse than cooking it is washing it off of plates, because then you're getting hit in the face by like a fucking
yeah, and you're just throwing it into the garbage. You're like, well, that thing didn't even need to die. Yeah, yeah.
I guess that would be the most moral thing I could do is just eat scraps of meat. You know, just.
That's true, probably. Dude. And that's what you need to do. You need to become a garbage vegan.
It's a level 2 vegan. I just eat old meat and corpses and stuff.
I feel like the definition of capitalism is just a vegan that works at a slaughterhouse.
Hell yeah.
Like, that's all it is.
Yeah, speaking of fucking trauma, those people have got to have some trauma. Oh my God, know what dude. I mean? You got
to
become a...
Just fucking... Given the bolt to the head to 2,000 cows a day.
If you're at a bar and the guy please, next to you family. Does that job, yeah, you don't want to mess with that
all
guy.
Day. Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to dwell on it. It's pretty depressing, right? But I do eat meat, so whatever. I guess I have to fucking deal with it. But. Yeah.
I tried to
you
be...
You guys have that moral conundrum?
I don't.
I don't. I don't have a moral conundrum about it at all. I just...
Sounded like one, dude.
It would be if I had to be the guy who threw the bolt. Yeah, that'd be rough. That would be rough, dude. That would be rough. I could probably be the guy who, like, trims them up or whatever when they're already dead. That's no big deal. But, like... Being the bolt gun guy.
Oh, yeah, you have to hear the shrieking and all that.
Yeah.
When and, they're still furry and cute.
Yeah. And they say, like, pigs, like, no. Because pigs are super smart.
Dude, they all know, dude. They're all smarter than we like to give them credit for.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, don't my wrong, friend used something. To raise pigs growing up, and she would teach them to, like, sit with, like, treats, and then you always knew when it was slaughter time, because Kaylee would come in and cry.
Come to school and cry?
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah. I actually tried to be a vegetarian pigs when I was growing up in a very farm area, mm-hmm. and that same girl's mom, like, cornered me, and she was like, so you want to be a vegetarian? Like, do you want to put people out of work? Like, this is on you, you 13-year-old
yeah, she
you piece of shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, she was obviously very insecure and, like, placing her insecurities on you, because she's like, you're judging me. I know you're judging. Maybe yeah. you were. Fuck. Maybe you
oh,
were
definitely.
Judging her.
It was the.
I like that you were like, oh, definitely. I was judging her. Yeah.
I probably would have had a better time
I
coming
judge people.
Out.
What's wrong with judging people, though?
I try
right?
not
we all
to.
Judge people
I try
for
not
everything.
To, man. I
you
really
guys are all murderers.
To.
It doesn't
Everyone
matter.
Gets three tries.
I have my good murderer friends.
Then they're out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm worse than that. I probably cut people out. As soon as I see somebody trying to shut other people down, I'm like, I don't have time for this person.
Oh, you know? Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. What were we talking about? We're talking about, the woman who was judging you. That's right, because you were 13.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it was wild. My friends all took deep offense to it as well, and my parents were like, yeah, we're not, you can eat sides for the rest of your middle school experience now. And so my grandma would give me Boca burgers and I would just
What's
eat
a
those.
Boca burger.
It's like
tofu
a
bullshit.
It's pre Impossible Burger.
Okay.
When it did not taste like anything.
It's a meat alike.
Sure.
Yeah. If you can call it that.
Okay. They're fucking protein sponge discs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, they're fucking horrific.
Well,
kids
at that age, man, they just anything that's different, which obviously being a vegan was, they're just fucking cruel as hell.
It was
vegan products have done pretty well with at emulating the fucking the chicken tender brand of shit, you know? They're all right. If, like, chicken patty, because that shit's already just sponge, no matter if it's real meat or not.
Yeah, what do they do though, for the flavor?
So chicken patties, you can, I don't know, whatever spices you put in fucking chicken, who knows?
I'm just wondering if they're using like bone broth.
No,
you know what I mean? Like, I think they'll just throw some broth in there. It's not meat, right? I don't know. Whatever.
A chicken patty doesn't taste like fucking meat.
I don't know.
That's just
it doesn't.
No, that's just a.
I think it does.
That's
I don't know.
It's literally ground up like fucking beaks and feet and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's not. You know,
I tried to have a bit about that because I have an eyes, brains, and sex organs rule, but obviously there's those all are in chicken nuggets. You know what I mean?
I don't know. They did a study once where they tried in England. They showed a bunch of kids chicken nuggets and grilled chicken. And then they were like, which one do you want? And all the kids picked chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
And then they blended up everything that goes into a chicken nugget in a blender in front of them. And they were like, now which one do you want? This pink slurry or this? And all the kids went with grilled chicken. They tested that in West Virginia. And all the kids still want it.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
You're like, sweet, I can drink nuggets?
Yeah, yeah. I can have a straw with this.
Just put it in my veins, man.
Can you break this down to a point where we can shoot it up, maybe? That's good stuff.
That's fucking awesome, West Virginia. Go West Virginia. They're hardy people. I will say. Are you from West Virginia?
Yeah.
I think I've heard that. You heard you say that in your act. Yeah, yeah. But you're here in Pittsburgh now. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I snuck across the southern border. And thank God they let me in.
We haven't built the wall yet, but we...
You should. Right across the Mason-Dixon line.
There's something about that... Because I grew up rurally also, and like I have like a... rose-colored glasses about it. You know what I mean? Because I remember when I was there, I was also miserable. But now that I'm not there, I'm like, oh, those are pretty good people. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're cool. Like, they'll, like, you know, if your car breaks down, they're going to stop. They're going to help you.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to ask, are you gay?
Before they help you. Actually, there was a video that came out of
You're
my hometown.
You're not gay or secretly black or anything, are you? Can we help you? Is it okay if we help you?
There was a video that came out of my hometown, and I realized West Virginia hospitality had gone too far, because there was a guy shooting at traffic, like laying like full like shooter situation, and this guy just records himself driving up, and he's like, hey, are you with the cops? And
wait, so there's a guy with a rifle?
Yes.
Shooting at traffic.
Yes. Okay. And the cops are trying to get him, okay, and this dude just pulls up and he's like, hey man, like,
are you the cops shooting the traffic right now?
Like, what's going on? And then you just hear him go, oh, fuck. And he's just driving off like, that was fucking dumb. I shouldn't be that nice to people. And the guy, like, literally shot at him. And he had to drive off.
Christ.
But that's, you know, if you're a mass shooter with a broken down tire, we'll stop. We'll check in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, you need help cleaning that rifle? I mean, I grew up with lots of guns, and I could do it.
Seems like you're... I was going to say, you grew up rural, but you never hunted?
No, I didn't. I had one ex-girlfriend whose dad was kind of into pheasant hunting, and I did that one time, and that's it. And it was the stupidest thing. It was like hunting in a zoo, because he hired a guy who raises pheasants. Sorry, I had a bug bugging me. To literally, like, I don't know what they call it, hypnotize or put in a fucking trance or something. But there's something you can do with a pheasant where you like tuck its head under its wing and put it in the grass, and it'll just stay there asleep for like 20 minutes or more. So this guy would go into a field and he would take a bunch of pheasants that he had raised and place like 15 of them around the field, and then he'd be like, okay, go get them. And then so you were like walking around. I mean, it was terrible. It was, I mean, don't get me wrong, I didn't feel bad. We ate the pheasant. It was fine or whatever. But, like, it was still, there was no sport in it. You know what I mean? It was like.
Yeah, the only way I think hunting's cool is if you, like, go out and you're like, we're going to tackle this fucking thing.
Oh,
we're going to slit its throat, dude.
I think you'd think
hand
that.
Hand to hand combat.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do have some respect for the craft of hunting, because it's way harder than people let on to think that it is. But
sure,
yours was like an Easter egg hunt.
You don't know how hard it is to sit up in that tree, dude. Yeah. You get so bored sitting up in that tree.
Yeah, I was going to say, my dad used to take me hunting, and honestly, every time I lined up the sights to shoot a deer, I like couldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
But I'd always just fake something, so I'd like sneeze or like scare the deer away. But he would tell me to go to sleep in our little hunting tent, and he'd wake me up when something would come, and then he'd take pictures of me asleep and be like, look at this little bitch, like, she's asleep hunting.
Oh, he'd make fun of you.
So I never killed a deer, but I did, you know, the dressing of the deer, like, where you...
Did your dad secretly probably suspect that you were not trying to kill deer at all?
He started to figure it out. Yeah. Eventually, we had to talk.
I think we need, like, vegan counter hunters out there.
Yeah, this was
picking off the hunters. Yeah, you know, like, that's an actual sport.
I think this was like an immediate precursor to the vegetarian thing. I was like, if I can't kill it, I don't know.
I think that if you dress like a deer, like you put on antlers,
yeah,
and stuff,
that'll be a rule. The vegans have to dress like deer, but they're allowed to shoot back.
Yeah, they're allowed to shoot back. Dude. I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's equitable.
Exactly, dude.
Just someone in a horrific deer costume ducking behind trees with a fucking handgun.
Stalking around.
I'd watch
that
movie.
Did that deer just fucking shoot at us?
Fuck, this deer's climbing the tree. He's got a knife.
Is that deer wearing a bulletproof vest? That's fucking weird, dude. Whoa.
That's what you need to do, Blake. You just need to get a bunch of vegans together. You're going to put orange vests on all the little deer during.
Oh, that would. Oh, that's a good idea. I didn't even think of that.
I think they'd look cute in hats.
Just make all the deers look like humans, and all the vegans look like real deer. We're going to blur the lines.
Give them a Dale Earnhardt Sr. hat.
I wonder if you went out in like a deer costume and you got shot. I wonder if there would be a case. What would the case be?
They would get away with it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to dress somebody up like a deer next season. Just to prove this.
Just to bring this to the Supreme Court. Let's get a precedent.
We need a precedent. I mean, if Dick Cheney can shoot his friend in the face, I think I can shoot a deer in a deer costume.
Yeah, you definitely win that one.
Dick had better lawyers than I do, let's be honest. I only hunted the one time, and you said you hunted but didn't kill. Is that correct?
Yeah, I went hunting a few times.
And are you from the city or are you from rural?
I'm from Seattle and Chicago, so pretty city.
So pretty city.
City.
Yeah, yeah. And you are also a city guy, right? So you're not a hunter. You're not from the city?
No. I'm from fucking 40 minutes away out in the middle.
Did you hunt then?
No.
Me neither. All right, well, we covered all the bases.
Many people ask me. I lived next to some cow farms, dude, and I would just go out there and... just look at him.
Yeah. Just look at him.
I'm sorry,
I used
guys.
To call the cows.
Y'all about to die.
I had a coronet, which is like a trumpet. Didn't know how to play it at all, but I could make it make noise. And that was enough, and I could get all of the neighbors' cows
to
come.
Those are great YouTube videos, viral YouTube videos.
Getting all the cows to come?
Yeah, people playing nice jazz song and all the cows come.
I did see a guy do that with raccoons, actually.
I've never seen anyone do it who doesn't know how to play an instrument.
Try that. It's the most horrific.
Just to prove that the cows don't appreciate the fucking music. It's just a sound that brings them there. Like, wow, these cows really love Gershwin. This is it's just a sound.
Not so much.
I don't know. They're kind of smart. Like, I used to live by a horse farm.
Maybe.
In Washington. And every time I smoked weed, the horses would gather. Like, outside. It freaking the fuck
I believe
out
that.
First time.
Because they probably wanted to get high.
Yeah. Like, I should have passed it around.
They'd definitely blown it in their nose. I bet they would have been like, yes.
I blew it their direction, you know? Right. But they scared the shit out of me because they started, like, neighing and shit.
I don't know anything about that.
Apparently, if
you fucking, like, blow smoke at your cat or something, you can give you can give it schizophrenia for the rest of his life or whatever.
Really?
I'm making shit up, but you can give it mental problems.
They say like
I used to have a
weed
cat.
Is DMT for cats, is what it seems like.
Oh,
I don't know if I believe that.
Well, sorry, Carl. I had this cat in college, and on the way home from getting it was like the size of my hand. We thought it would be a good idea to hotbox the car.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
And so from that moment on, anytime I would smoke, he would walk over and he would put a paw on the bong.
And then
he would like wait for you to blow it in his face and he would just breathe it in and love it. And
really? That's nice. Okay.
Oh, no, he loved it. Yeah, he was into it. R.I.P.
If you force a cat to do something against its consent, it might... like it in the future.
That's what I'm saying. You got to groom them.
You got to groom your cat.
From the time that they're 5 weeks old. Jesus.
Supposedly, like, 1 in 10 cats actually is, like, hallucinates. Like, you know what I mean? Like, naturally.
I think 10 out of 10 cats hallucinate.
Yeah, what you think so?
Cats are crazy.
A lot of them are.
Do they know what?
I don't know, but I definitely seen some cats that are... because I've seen a lot of cats in my day. We used to have like 20 cats at a time when I was a kid because they were all like outdoor, like farm cats, you know what I mean? Like there's a whole... we had like a gravity feeder with a 50-pound bag of food, you know? But like one in every once... and that's what I heard it reiterated, like, I don't know, some fact guy on a podcast or something. I don't fucking know. But the point is checks out, because some of them are just fucking way crazy comparatively to others. Like, you can tell, like, they're interacting with spirits or some shit, you know? Like, they're, I don't know. You don't think so?
I had a couple cats like that, sure.
Well, Q's not like that, neither is Kitty.
Because you haven't given them enough drugs
yet. Kitty might be like that, actually. She's kind of fucking afraid of everything.
My cat has no imagination, my current one, not the stoner one, R.I.P. Carl, but I have Sheba now, and I'm raising her like an iPad toddler. I started doing fucking YouTube videos that are cat video, like it's like birds like flying onto the screen and everything.
Cats love it.
But I started doing it so that she'd stop crawling into my like Teams calls when I was working from home.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But then I get off work at the end of the day and I try to use my own TV and she's pissed. And I let her do it. It's so bad.
Dude, your cat's running the house. Oh, that's funny.
That's such a wild existence. You just live in a house and they turn some shit on the TV that just fucking fucks with your instincts, dude.
Yeah, dude. I saw a great one the other day.
Like if you were raised as like a in just you know in a basement and you don't hit, and then every once in a while they turn on porn for you and you're like, what the fuck's going on? I haven't seen another person ever. What?
Like this is affecting me. I don't know why, but it's really affecting me. Yeah, dude, it's exactly like that.
I gotta do that with a child.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you say it's for science.
They need to raise more kids in captivity for science and just see what we can pull off, you know?
I feel
like if you just raise a kid from from day one and you were just like long fingernails every day, that's all they know is long fingernails.
You just say that to them?
And you just grab their hands.
That's your plan?
You just smack them for not having long fingernails. After 20 years, are they going to have some fucking... Yeah. Claws that they can walk around.
I feel like
on.
They for sure are going to have
that's
some.
Evolution, is what I'm saying. We're spitballing, but I feel like raising humans in captivity has a lot of potential.
We're spitballing here, okay?
We're in our last 100 years of civilization, dude. We got to start. I know you push back on that, but we got to start trying shit out.
Every generation thinks that they're the fucking coolest. Yeah, and they're like, no, we're going to be the ones who ruin the planet, you know? And they're so fucking proud of themselves. It's so pathetic, but whatever. No, it's fine. Every generation says that. Every fucking one. But that's fine. When I was in like 8th grade or 7th grade.
In the words of Eddie Pepitone, other generations have said that, but... We actually are.
Yeah, we have the tools to measure that.
So did they, according to them.
I disagree, dude. We're going to, 30 years from now, we're going to have a podcast and be like, I told you, Douglas.
30 years?
I told you. Yeah.
Whatever.
30 years is
as the rebels tear our microphones from our hands. I told you, Doug. The last episode of regular episodes.
Wait, like we got you. You're not going to spiral if you're going to be a podcast in 30 years. Yeah. We found that.
Dear God, shoot me in the back of the head if I'm doing this podcast in 30 years.
That would mean that we were regular episodes, possibly a great success.
Zero. The zero at the BC.
I feel like you're really undercutting like the six. Yeah, how long for something to run for 30 years? That means we did it, dude.
Not necessarily.
Necessarily, bro.
Stoochcast might run for 30 years, dude. Who knows?
Stoochcast will run for 30
all
years.
All it takes is delusion, baby. Delusion is a. Or.
I think actually
passion.
That's a
passion
lot of what success is in the entertainment industry, isn't it? Delusion?
Absolutely. Yeah, hell you got to delude yourself long enough for people to actually think you're good enough, you know?
I heard somebody saying. Like, if you're building a character, like, you know, you're a video game, you're building a character, and you're putting in, like, player points or whatever. If you want to be an entertainer, you don't put any of those points into empathy. You know what I mean?
No, it's all ego and
exactly.
Self-perception.
Yeah, it's definitely, and I'm not saying that we're deep in the business, if you will.
The business. But turning down actual spots to do fucking loser podcast.
Yeah, well, you were like, can I do mushrooms there? And they're like, it's kind of frowned upon. And you're like, all right, well, I had plans.
I feel like that's the most improv thing you can do. Do mushrooms on stage. Like, you don't know what is going to happen.
I'm down with it. There was famously a pitcher who pitched a perfect game doing mushrooms.
Was that mushrooms?
Yeah. Oh, no, it was acid. It was acid.
It was acid. It was acid. Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. Doc something around there, blah, blah, blah. Perfection,
dude. I wonder if he was trying that afterwards, if it was just a one flash in the pan type of thing, you know?
Oh, he was definitely chasing that dragon. But yeah, no one wrote about the game where he hit four guys with a ball. You know? They were like...
Every pitch, went, he did two innings, zero strikes.
When Doc knocked a man out.
He hit four batters and killed an umpire.
But goddamn, that one time.
Struck a man in the neck with a fastball. And then started chasing... Who knows what around the diamond? Yeah.
Then he just ran into the outfield, and that was the end of his pitching career. But remember that one perfect game?
Yeah, they forgot about the other stuff. But why not? You know, that's what baseball is all about. You don't write about the failures; you write about the successes, dude. That's why 300 is a good average. Ugh. I don't even like sports, but I like watching baseball in the stadium. That is to say.
That's a good atmosphere for getting plastered. I'll give you that.
It's like a picnic in front of professional athletes. You know what I mean? An expensive picnic.
I just love hearing drunk guys who are way too invested in the shit just yell at the players. That's my favorite part about a baseball game. What? I went
oh,
the last baseball
the
game I
okay.
went to.
Okay, that
my
sense.
Cousin.
Was
it
like,
was like a.
Are they getting drunk on the diamond?
We would do like a family reunion. We all go to a baseball game thing.
Blatantly be rude. We prefer it. I mean, you've seen what this guy's been up to the whole damn podcast.
You're not funny. Why did we do this podcast?
Sorry, you're not funny, dude.
You guys mentioned sports and lost the gaze there for a second.
Talk about roller derby.
That's why I immediately went into drinking in the stands.
Is it sport or is it hobby?
Oh, it's a sport. Have you?
I've seen it.
I used
to
watch
it. Don't generalize gaze like that as if gays don't like sport.
Okay.
They like roller derby.
Is it a sport?
I will tell you, we went to like a trivia night at a gay bar the other day, and they flipped on, what was it? It was just all football trivia.
You ever
trivia.
Seen competitive dick sucking? That's
there was
stuff.
Not a lower scoring game.
It was
in
a
there.
Straight couple who picked it,
yeah,
too. I was like,
was,
what the fuck are you doing?
You were
here?
In a gay bar, and the bartender changed it to sports?
So there was a straight couple there, and this woman was like, it's my birthday. We have
so
to
they
do
put
what
on baseball.
I want. And so they put on fucking football questions, and
that's
then.
Great.
What
she,
kind of a fucking egomaniac goes to a gay bar as a straight person and says,
turn off the
birthday.
Penises. I went baseball.
What straight person goes to a gay bar for their birthday?
Yeah, what?
But I will say, my friend, she had just gotten married. She just eloped. And she, for hers, put on comedy trivia.
We bombed.
I feel guilty.
Oh, my God.
To gay bars.
Asher and I ate shit. And then they did one on alcohol, and we got first place.
Yeah,
so
I was gonna say,
we're
I,
better
I,
alcoholics
yeah.
than comedians.
Yeah,
isn't that
sense.
What it takes to
I think
be
most
a comedian?
Comedians are, though.
Yeah.
You know?
I always feel guilty going to gay bars. You know, I'm like, these guys think I'm on the menu. You know, I'm not.
I took you to Dyke Night.
So you gotta let them pinch your nipples and that sort of
no.
stuff, just to give them like a hey.
I took
I'm
you
sorry,
to,
I'm not.
I took you
dude,
to
not
Dyke
trying
Night.
To fuck, but you can pinch my nipples, and I won't. I won't.
That's some gay ass shit, man.
You know, I won't try to make an accusation
just,
out of it. I won't
just
be weird.
Try it just, for a night, Blake. Maybe
it sounds like no. he likes getting his nipples.
That's
pinched.
What I'm saying. Like, if
no,
you sound
no,
curious.
I like being, you know, a good guy.
Yeah, a good guy who goes to Dyke Night and offers
like,
Molly to
no,
people
yeah.
on my
I
phone.
Do these guys
yeah.
a favor
yeah,
and get horny when I see them.
No,
just
I had
like
some Molly
people.
Left. Yes. I was like, hey, you want to do the rest of this Molly? And he's thinking, oh, I'm going to fuck this dude. And I'm like, no, I'm literally just
well,
trying
just
to give
that,
you
right
drugs.
Say that right out of the gate. Be like, hey, dude,
I
you want to do some Molly?
I just
want to
give you drugs.
Fuck you, but I still like Molly. You know, just say that.
No, he.
No, no, I want him to think
like,
he can fuck me. It makes me feel good. I want to feel pretty.
It does, it does.
I want to feel pretty.
when you don't get a lot of attention, you're like, all right, yeah, let's get some gay guy attention for tonight.
Blake makes no attention.
I can't help how hot I am to gay dudes. What do I do?
Jesus Christ, dude.
You want me to,
somebody's
you want
really
me to part my hair
ego.
And show off my bald spot? No, dude. I'm not going to do it.
Do you have a bald spot? I want to see it.
No, dude. It's where
it's
we've talked
podcast.
About it so
they
many times.
It.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Off
it's
a bird
hideous.
Bath.
See, it's only an audio podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm trying to... Blake, I think... I don't think you're a twink, but... Fuck.
He's an otter.
Oh. Yeah, you're an otter. Yeah.
I don't even know the definition.
It's a body type, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're... Is he, don't you have to be taller to be an otter? I feel
no,
like more
otters
I'm ottery.
Like baby
what's
boys,
the definition
yeah.
of an otter?
It's like
a tiny bear.
Yeah. What? You're not big enough to be a bear, and you're not quite hairy enough.
You're short, skinny, and hairy-ish. Is that right? I don't know. Yeah. I'm asking.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
asking.
You're on the money.
All right. Okay. Okay. An otter. Just picture an otter standing up and looking around and say, do I look like that? The answer is yes.
No.
Will you pass me the Seagram's and the ice?
Thank I don't you. Identify as an otter at all.
Well, you know what? What people think you are is
they
actually
think
what
am,
you
though.
Are,
right,
believe it
sure,
or not.
Sure.
That's unfortunate, but it's true. We are all what we are perceived as.
We learn that the hard way.
Yeah, that's right. As much as I want to be cool. Do you like this, Blake, how I'm using ice, even though you're not even using ice? So, like, I have to fucking pinch it? You're enforcing your beliefs on us?
You can do whatever you want.
Don't tell him that I put it in this bucket.
I'll just...
How do you think it got in the bucket, dude? Do you think I used my hands?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I believe that, dude.
I looked at my phone notifications and my brain reset.
Oh, yeah, me too. My brain reset because I was going to make a drink.
Can you grab me one?
Yeah, what did you want, Coke?
If you have it, yeah.
Drink break.
Actually, I don't. Are all three of those burned?
Who drew this fucking knife on?
Sure, because I got three more Cokes upstairs.
I'm fine with spray.
All right.
I like burning my throat.
I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Fucking put me on that podcast. I'm going to promote your podcast that's happening next on this podcast. It pisses me off that you put Sky on that instead of me.
They organized it. You organized this. That's what happens.
I did.
You basically are in charge of your own destiny.
Yeah, thanks, Blake. You've been a great ally.
I appreciate you.
Since spiraling. We're proud of
you. Can
you
be an ally if you're that gay?
Two gays at once, dude. Look at that. On the pod. Bringing them in.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's nothing more open-minded than categorizing people.
I was going to say, we've talked about such gay stuff on here, like hunting. I guess the vegan shit, maybe.
Let's talk about straight sex and hunting.
There we go. We did start with dicks, so that's good.
Asher did not start with a dick.
That was a good one.
Had to gain one along the way.
Legs.
You didn't start. You did start with dicks, kind of.
I did.
And then switched.
George is a size queen, dude.
Can you be a size queen and be a lesbian?
She's not even a lesbian.
I can pick what
all
size
lesbian, that makes
I want
sense.
That
they're
day.
Just like, there's nothing good enough.
George is not even a lesbian. She just didn't find a dick big enough. So she was like, all right.
Well. I doubt that's true.
I'm sorry. That was the worst thing to say.
It's all right.
The dicks come with a lot of baggage. You know what I mean? And you have to deal with all of that baggage. No? You don't think so? All right, fine.
I get it.
I don't know. It's nice being a lesbian. You get to pick what size you feel like that day. Sometimes it's nothing.
It does seem like the ideal life. If I could pick anything, it'd saying. Be I'm a girl who's a lesbian.
But,
right?
But guys, you have to be good at eating pussy. Minus. So, I don't know.
No, see,
you
I
can
would
figure
think,
that out.
I
eventually.
Think being a gay
honestly,
you have
okay,
one
okay, this is my thing,
do.
Though. I wish more men would just fucking Google it. Because, like,
I'm Googling it all the time, dude. Once a week, I'm Googling
okay,
it, dude.
Okay.
Once a week, I'm Googling it.
Well,
all
right.
Still don't know what I'm doing, but I am Googling all the time. I would love to be a just as straight. Or not no, that's
just a
not what I meant.
Gay
I'm
person,
so straight. I would love to be a gay.
You are so
just
silly.
A dude who just loves sucking dick. Because it would be the easiest
no.
thing.
No.
Sucking dick is not easy.
Sucking dick is not easy.
No. It's
I gag
not
on my
easy,
toothbrush.
But it's simple. There's not a lot of concepts.
No. Eating pussy is a pleasure. Sucking dick is a chore.
Absolutely.
I get that. Retweet. But I can do chores.
I think... I think the sex part, gay or straight, is probably like still the same level of difficulty. I think it's all the other stuff that's probably easier. Because like, if I'm going to get done having sex and then be like, guys want to play Call of Duty? And they're like, yeah. Then I'm going to
be
like, hell yeah, dude. You know what
I
mean?
I'm not good at the whole...
I feel like the hardest part of sex for straight people is just talking to each other. Like, every gay person that gets with another gay person, it's just like a choose-your-own-adventure. Like, you have a whole conversation around it. Like
about sex, you mean? Or
yeah,
about regular?
Every, it's always
okay
different. It's
yeah.
always different. Like, people ask all the time. They're like, how do lesbians have sex? And I'm like, how do they want to have sex? That's how they have sex.
Straight people don't talk about it.
But they don't. I have so many straight friends that are like, you know, I just like, I don't want him to, like, I just want him to know if it's like a, like, make love to me or like, you know, choke me night. Like, I just want him to know. And I just find that.
And they don't. Often. Wait, wait. So your straight friends say this, but they mean they don't say it to him?
Yeah. They
want
never
him to
do.
Know intuitively.
Yeah. Like
right. Okay. I just want him to know. Right. I don't want to tell him.
I think it's partially like a lot of them, they're like, I'm like, just tell them what you like and then you can maybe have an orgasm. And they're like,
maybe.
And they're like, but I don't want to emasculate him. So I just need more dudes to be like, just tell me what the fuck you want. Like, that's,
I can definitely,
that's how lesbians do it. Like, you know, it's like a conversation.
I think more women should emasculate men during sex.
I know.
Right? It could be a fun kink.
It depends on the guy. Some guys might be into it.
But, I mean, honestly, like, everybody should do their research, though. Like, I was
mid-sex, hey, your dick's lame. We're going to keep going, but your dick is lame. Just so you know.
Just want you to know, when you're done, I'm going to need a lot more, so I'll have you leave if that's cool.
No, like, seriously, when I'm done having sex with straight men, I'm like, all right, let's pull out something bigger. You came.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. That,
no, it's
let
fair.
Them leave first.
Oh, yeah, you got to let them leave first.
Oh, no, I did work. They're doing work. I'm still getting...
I would say maybe if they were...
You got about 30% of the job done. We're going to get someone in here.
If the dude was like a real ass about consultant. It, if he was all like, yeah, I did my job, then you're like...
I get it.
Then you could put them in their place, you know? But if they're trying their best and it's just not enough...
that's me.
That's when it gets
get that.
Really...
That's me,
you know
that's me
I mean?
Right there.
Yeah, I do.
I feel like that's where it comes out.
I make a lot of size jokes, but like honestly, like I've been with dudes that they can like last for a long time. They can do all that stuff. Like
that?
My high school boyfriend, we fucked all over his parents' house, and I hope they're listening.
I'm sure
I'm
they
gonna
are.
Send
they're
it
regulars.
To them.
What's their name?
But,
Pam and Tom.
Like seriously, I was like, if we just make it more crazy, like then it'll just be fun one day. And then,
oh yeah.
But it was always like there was just like this little piece of like, it could just be. Different. Like there's something different here. I also just hate sucking dick. That's the other part of it. It's the worst. But like
me
with
too.
Ladies,
I mean,
it's just
it.
Immediate.
I'm into it. But, like, as a straight guy, I'm into it. Sucking dick. Nothing. I'm snotting.
No, I gag on my toothbrush, but I
just got a straight man's perspective in here. I love sucking dick.
I don't know, like even switching to women after owning a vagina, I still Googled how to eat pussy. Like you do.
It's
you,
the polite thing to do.
Right.
But
you just
I
Google
think here's
it.
The thing about eating pussy, I would guess. It's weird that I feel like that sounds vulgar and we say the
it
worst
just
things.
Feels like
it sounds like you've never eaten pussy before.
Well, I have, but here's the thing is
it feels like you're in an auditorium. I don't know. Trying to eat pussy.
I think
I don't
each
know what
woman's
that means,
different.
But it feels
oh, absolutely.
It feels on
so
the
like,
mark for me.
So you're gonna have to watch a lot you have to do watch a lot of tutorials, have a lot of tries.
And then talk to them.
Yeah.
That's the other part. Like there's plenty of techniques, but like for each one it's totally different. That's
I like to think I'm doing an okay job. An okay job. I said okay.
I like to not check in and just think I'm doing okay.
Just yeah, like I just to like assume to... that I'm doing well, and that's fine.
How'd you do in school?
Not very good. So, yeah.
That's what I told my last... Hey, I don't know what I'm doing. Just fucking pretend I'm dead down here. Whatever you want to happen can happen. Just pretend I'm...
Blake is off the rails. He's spiraling. He's spiraling.
Also, there's always vibrators if you're not committed to getting over there.
Yeah. They apparently can't watch that. They gotta leave.
Dude, I have so many friends. I actually had one. So she, like, I've never
I think you guys dealt
somebody.
With a lot of insecure men. I really think that's probably a little bit of it.
We are now.
Maybe you are, yeah.
Insecure men are the best. It's the best.
On behalf of insecure men everywhere, I would like
to. But use a vibrator, seriously.
Disagree.
Yeah, I mean, I say whatever gets everybody off. Why not?
I'm fucking around.
Honestly, like, what you want is return business, right? Yeah. That's like the idea.
What you
right?
want is don't break up with me. You know,
but that's return business. Yeah. Don't break up with me is return business.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right.
Fine.
Does anyone want to get to Scarps tonight? We got 22 minutes.
No. Is that all? Is this left? All right, well, we can still go a little bit because...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to end it on eating pussy and me lecturing straight people.
Yeah, we can lap around.
That's likable, right?
It's about time someone said something
like
to straight
me. I mean...
Three insecure men against Georgia.
I just... I feel like I'm representing all angry lesbians right now. It's fine.
I'm doing the trans.
I'm not angry about it. I just kind of feel bad like that more people don't enjoy it. Like...
I would say that,
but maybe that's projection.
You baby dick pieces.
No.
Get out of the fuck pool. Get out of the fuck pool with your baby dick, dude. No one wants that. No one wants that.
It's so funny though. Anytime I've made a small dick joke, there's always one dude in the crowd.
Oh, I believe
there's
that.
There's always one, and I'm like, dude, hey. if you don't react, no one's gonna know. Like literally, no one's gonna know. But you have to react, and now I have to call you on it. I'm sorry.
Some of them
I
know.
Have to. You can buy a bigger one, dude. You can.
If you're at least five, it's okay. If you're not under, if you're under five, kill yourself.
Fuck.
But if you're at least five, it's okay. You can get by with at least five.
I love that Blake is putting out his own numbers here. Like he's
at
like,
least five,
you know,
don't kill yourself.
I've been thinking about it a lot. I think five's enough.
Five's plenty, guys. It's plenty. If she wants more than five, she's a whore.
Actually, okay, so my boyfriend from high school, he was very insecure about it, and he was like, all right, so I'm going to basic training.
My dick's not going to grow at basic training.
Yeah. So. He was like, you can get a dildo, just like nothing over 6 inches.
Fantastic. You can get a dildo.
He was like, I just don't want you to get used to that. And then to his shock and dismay when he got back, it was pussy. It was
like,
zero.
Yeah. You were like wow, actually, you should have been talking about negative numbers because we're in the depth situation now. Not a phallic scenario.
A lot of vibrating for them.
That is interesting. I'm glad I don't think about that.
What is it like in your memory being...
straight,
being with someone that you weren't even technically,
were you attracted to the guy at all?
Right. Yeah.
So he was a ginger, and in the back of my mind,
he
was a ginger.
No. I in the back of my mind, I was just like, ginger kids are cute as fuck. Like if I'm gonna have a teen pregnancy, it might as well be a cute.
Which you were planning
baby.
On West Virginia? Let's be honest.
I was not planning on it. Oh my god!
You just prepare
I was
for the worst. You know,
so intense about wearing a condom. It was funny.
I get you.
Condoms, dude.
No,
anti-condoms over here.
His mom found them in his trash can that was in his room when he went to basic, and apparently was like, I thought Georgia was a good girl, and I'm like, oh, it was on your son's dick, ma'am. Like, ugh, I want to say her name, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, it's weird. She didn't blame him at all.
Oh,
is what you're
no,
trying
no,
to say?
No. It was.
She was like that slut
me.
Just. That, made my son into a sinner.
Yeah, and I'm like, homie, I was not down for all of that. But I don't know. It was weird because, okay, so the first time I had sex with a dude, it was my last day of high school. We all got drunk in a field, as West Virginians do.
I've been there. I got fucking
obliterated. And I actually went to my only lesbian friend at the time who got outed in high school. And I was like, hey, man, so I'm going to go sleep with this guy that I'm dating, but like, I really like girls. Like I think we both know. And she's like, yeah, homie. I've known the whole time. I don't think you need to go do this. Like I think we both know here. You're the most interested person in how lesbian
this
sex
is,
works.
This is your friend, right?
No, yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah, we were
she
friends.
Was not, I mean, she was empathetic, but she wasn't also a lesbian.
No, she was a lesbian.
Okay.
And
okay.
She was
I'm
like,
sorry,
dude,
I missed a one piece.
So I used to ask her all the time, like how things were with her girlfriend.
Right.
And then
it's like, you ask a lot of questions.
Yeah. She's like, dude, I've been in the locker room with you. Okay. Nobody stares at the floor that much. And I was like, well, gotta go try it. And so I did. And then the next day I went to his place and he was like, so we're going to do that again. And I was like, there's not enough alcohol. And then you just get used to it. And then you're just like, I don't know, like keep it crazy. Like
there's, I mean, obviously it seems like you kind of knew. Is that correct or no?
I knew, but I didn't know. It's like a weird thing. I remember when I was 16, I went to an all women's politics camp. And
you're like, these fucking...
No one goes to that unless they're secretly gay.
Dude.
No one,
dude.
Everyone in there has
all these Hillary Clinton
pantsuits
are so fucking hot.
Literally.
You don't go down that let's steer back to straight path unless you're gay, dude.
Oh, yeah. Literally all of my... there's like two that weren't, but out of all the camps I went to growing up and my college roommate, all of them are gay now. And I'm like, I should have known. I should have known with the camps I was going to. But I went to this camp and I remember thinking at the end of that, like, I was so attracted. This girl dressed up like Justin Bieber and did like this whole thing. And I was like, it's because she dressed up like Justin Bieber. Yeah. It's not
it's
like
a
I'm
boy.
Into
it's a boy.
Yeah, definitely. I just haven't seen dudes all week. I mean, I'm just dying over here.
And it's like a prison scenario.
Yeah. And I remember I left that and I went home that night and I was like, yeah, so this feels like a 19-year-old me problem, not a 16-year-old me problem. And yeah. And then I went back to be a camp counselor at that camp the following year. That roommate was also gay.
So
it's got to be a
I'm seeing a lot of your friends suspecting that you're gay. Do your
gay
parents
conversion.
Suspect it?
So my mom told me she did ask me once when I was 16. Because I was in Greece in high school. I was Rizzo, and I guess like...
Rizzo? What's that?
Greece, the... like
Greece.
Is that like Lizzo, but Greek?
No.
I loved it. I rolled
it. Not the
place. Have you ever seen Greece?
Oh, Greece.
G-R-E.
Like Rizzo.
Yeah,
like the one that has
the... It's a 44...
It was the teen pregnancy scare that made them cast me as that. They were like, she's got a secret.
Okay.
But the guy Kanicki was like really into somebody else in the cast, and my mom came to like a rehearsal one time.
That's why we can't have nice things. Like, yes.
My mom came to a rehearsal one time and like saw that guy was flirting with her, and she was like, I don't know, like if that was me, like I would have been upset by that. And so after that, and I was like,
there's no more soda down here, Asher.
We were
sorry.
Acting.
You gave
but,
me one,
perfect.
You're
gonna like it. Sorry.
Oh,
you were playing Rizzo in Greece.
Yes.
And your
yes.
mom was like, this bitch is something
no,
else.
So she saw that Kanicki, the guy that played Kanicki, was like flirting with all these people. And she was like, why aren't you like the least bit jealous? And so she asked me one day after rehearsal, she was like, are you gay?
What age were you?
16, 15?
16. Okay.
And I was like, no, mom. Like, I love dick. Like, and I told her that too.
Did you say
like,
that?
I was like,
I love
you're
like, dick. What? You're like, what? Your brain is like, what do straight people say? What do straight people say? What do straight people say?
I love dick, mom.
I was like, oh no.
I just want to grab him and be like,
I love dick. Dick is just the best. And then she just never asked again. And then when I came out, she was like, yeah, that one time you told me you love dick, that was interesting. And the other red flag, I used to tell her that guys were rather attractive. I'd be like, oh yeah, like Liam Hemsworth, he's rather attractive.
The dick though.
But for some reason, I was always confident. I was like, you know, Katy Perry and Pink, like they could turn me. Like they probably could.
Yeah.
That's got to be a weird thing. To be not attracted to men, but just I just love the dick. Yeah,
No, she didn't. That was the whole point of the story.
I know that. I'm just thinking. It's a horrific. Never mind.
There are solutions.
It's a horrific.
There are plenty of solutions.
Oh, Blake, and you have to do comedy tonight, dude.
Yeah, I know. Which is horrific ideas. How do you make the worst?
Asher's like, oh,
how do you make the worst ideas ever? And you have horrific ideas. How do you make them work? I don't know. Blake does it though. He's killing on stage with the worst ideas ever.
Hey, I'm not gonna say that you're doing bad in comedy because I mean. I was not offered any gigs ever at the Improv.
Yeah, me neither.
So.
Blake, we're all mad at you.
Yeah. Never mind.
It doesn't matter.
This is why he really turned down the gig.
Killer
because
vodka.
He was like, I don't know if I could drink half of a bottle of vodka and take mushrooms if I have to do a gig tonight.
How else are you going to rehydrate the mushrooms without the vodka?
How do you drink a fifth and also...
It's not a fifth. Let's be honest, dude. That's no fifth. That's a 350.
I don't. I just
375. 375, right? Gonna... Jesus Christ.
tips it
put
back.
Put it in a funnel, why don't you, dude? Oh, dude, yeah, that's got to be gag central. I'm glad you're not. You could be the first guy to puke on the table.
I don't gag. That's gay.
You just did. I watched you be gay. I watched you be gay there. Because if that's gay, you just. I watched you. That was my right, Corey Henderson impression. Bullshit, dude.
Regular right. Episodes BC 894, whatever it is.
It'll be 93, I think. Goodbye. I'm not sure. Wow. Blake's out.
Blake's out. Mic drop.
Holy shit.
Do you guys want to do a sign off?
Sure.
Shit, that's are we trying to? Are we all trying to get to Scarps? What time is
yeah.
it? It is seven.
Trying,
it's almost
it's
eight.
It's 7:49.
Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah, okay.
I got to finish my drink, so.
Scarps
yeah,
is forever.
Anything unfunny, you know the podcast is winded down.
Hey, start walking, bro.
Yeah, go get in my car. Go get in my car, Blake, and wait.
Wait,
Blake, you are spiraling, dude. I want you to come over tomorrow just so I can hug you, all right? Because right now it's not going to mean anything.
I need scheduled hug time.
That's right, dude. You do need scheduled hug time, dude. You need hugs that you can remember. That's what you need, buddy.
Have a good night, regular episodes. Reggie's.
All right, that's it. Fucking end it. Fucking end it.
This is actually the end.
893 in the bag. Huh. That's what I'm talking about. Thank God. Another one out. Now, should I do... Well, I don't want to. I'm not gonna reveal. But I've got some things I'm thinking. And also, we're working toward video, you know? I'm going to have to get it set up for... We got a pod coming up we're going to want it on. You know what I mean? It'll probably fail. But that's fine. With many failures comes occasional success. That's what people keep telling me. I think I've had a few. I don't know. What I do know is that in today's episode, we did talk a little bit about hunting, something I've never really kind of done. I mean, I've actually kind of really, really only kind of done. Does that make sense? But Georgia was a deer hunter. As a kid, evidently an unsuccessful one, but due to her own choosing. Regardless, that reminded me of a band that I used to could listen to. The band for today's featured artist is Deer Hunter. That's with no space, because there's a Deer Hunter that's Deer Space Hunter, and dear God, they're no good. You know what I mean? So we got no space for them. Deer Hunter, no space. The album is... Monomania, the year 2013, the song Pensacola.
Delta. down to the beat. Well, I came round from the Delta right through the plain. Right through the plains, right through the plains, right through the plains, right through the plains. But I came from the Delta down to the plains. When I got back home, there was nothing out of range. The woman that I love, it took another man. Oh. When nothing ever ends up quite like what you planned. Wow. You took me to the central station, and I jump out for that bus. The long way, time to take my trip. Give me that ticket, man. Streets have been so cold. 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 Streets have been so cold.
Pensacola, the base of America's Wang.